Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We have Don Nikoloff as our guest. We actually have just a few minutes. We're going to go to another break, and then we'll be back. But before that time, I just wanted to mention, I was kind of just thinking about it during the break, speculating, you know, what the reason would be if this thing is actually happening the way that it's being told at this time. Probably the reason is they don't want a panic to ensue, which would definitely push the economy over the edge and cause it to crash, perhaps prematurely. I mean, they want it to crash anyway, but perhaps not right away, and this would cause a premature and perhaps somewhat uncontrollable collapse to where they, you know, it wouldn't play out the way they would want it to necessarily. Maybe that's the reason for not reporting this in the mainstream media. What do you think?
Well, yes, that's true to an extent. However, the clamor it will cause for the arrest and, you know, justice to be done in this case is also a reason why it's not being reported. You have to consider the whole of Congress, the whole of the Senate is aware of this. They know what's going on.
Sure.
Now, you're not hearing a lick about it from them. You're not hearing a lick about it from the media. And the media has already been bribed. We know that. They've been bribed. They've been infiltrated by the intelligence agencies.
Except for Fox.
Oh, except for Fox, you know. you know, and I think I told you I did the numerology on the call letters for all the networks and the major networks add up each to 666.
Wow.
And Fox is
CBS, NBC, and
on its own. Yeah.
Yeah. The three major ones.
And NBC, you actually have to use GEC, their owner, to get a six. But Fox itself, the number F or the letter F represents a six. O represents 15. 1 and 5 is 6, and the is 20.
Using the Latin, the Roman numeral.
Yeah.
Yes. Interesting. I never thought of that. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we know so, they do play those kind of games.
But they are fair and balanced. We have to give that to them.
Yeah, you know, fair and balanced as a drunk.
If you like being on the low end of a teeter-totter, you know.
Interesting stuff, though. This is something to definitely follow up on.
Now, I know I've written about this in The Observer, and my writing on this was just superficial. It was basically to wake people up to say, look at all the corruption that's been documented, these bank scandals, BCCI and Madison Guarantee and Silverado Savings and on and on. And I wrote the piece to show how the government is orchestrating all of this. Or when I say the government, I mean the rogue factions, even the shadow government and you know, the CFR and the PNAC and the CSIS and all of these secret organizations and these think tanks and backed and supported by you know, these humongous international corporations like the Rand Corporation and Standard Oil and you know, all the interests. And now we know Citibank, and you should look at the board of Citibank. It's interesting because you can see all the corporate structure that's involved in this. And these people may all be called to task on this too, because they're obviously aware that they're holding $4.5 trillion. They recently stole another $47 trillion, which has been
recouped. Oh, what's another $47
trillion? This is after the provost marshal went in and started making all these arrests. Henry Paulson is directly involved.
Well, does it take much common sense to realize, folks? I mean, look what's happening here. You've got record mortgage foreclosures going on around the country. I mean, this economy is going bust. The Dow's dropping. Yet you look at, obviously, the wealth is not disappearing. It's going somewhere. You look at the record surge in profits of, you know, ExxonMobil. The money is not disappearing. There's as much money now as there ever was, in fact, more than ever. But it's all being funneled up the top, just like in 29, you know, the great stock market crash. Not everybody was hurting during that crash. The boys at the top who schemed the whole thing made out like absolute bandits. And if that wasn't enough, of course, a few years later, FDR steals privately owned gold and hands it over to them and gives them even more. Anyway, Rachel, sorry we didn't really get to you. We'll pick up with you after the break, and then we'll go back to poor Gil, who's been waiting.
I'll get off.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Rachel. Yeah, call anytime. Let's be right back, folks.
Fire, Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Alright, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Don Nikoloff on. I'll tell you what, let's go. Gil's been waiting there for a while. We'll go back to Gil, and then we can start really jumping into this this Wanta scandal some more and all the Disappearing Trillions Act. Gil, welcome back.
Yeah, I want to stay with that subject. You know, there's another good reason to listen to RIBN. You know, I could easily be listening to your competition that's on this hour without speaking names, but it's always the same subject with him. I have a question and a comment. I want to ask the question to Mr. Nicola first, Mr. Giuliani. You're saying there was trillions of dollars offshore, and the last three leaders, presidents of this country, have been pirating this money from us. It was supposed to be repatriated back into the United States, and they've been stealing it?
Yes.
Is that the crust of the whole matter?
That is it.
And now, it's them, it's from the top down, it's from them, then it's all the bankers and all the other cronies that are under them, is what you're saying.
Well, they have to use the banks in order to carry this out.
Exactly.
Now, what's crucial to how they're doing it and how they're tracking this is the software developed by Inslaw in 1982, which was developed for the Justice Department, so they could, under the pretext of tracking bankruptcy cases, and basically it was stolen from Bill Hamilton's Inslaw company. The software is called Promise, P-R-O-M-I-S, and it's been used sold after it was stolen, was sold with several back doors in it, meaning that they could get into the computer system of whoever owned the software.
Kind of like the election booths, where they can, if you know the software source code, you can rig the election any way you want when somebody votes electronically. Well, I was going to ask you, at this point, the provost marshal apparently is some kind of military judge or something, I believe. I believe that's the term for it's like a military law enforcement, something along those lines. Is that what a provost marshal is? He's caught wind of this, and he's going after these people.
He is the chief of the military police, and you could say he is the chief investigator also. And in other words, he heads any investigations, and he has the authority to even declare martial law in the event of a corrupt government, which is
you're talking
what
about
we
the
have,
United
right?
States.
Yes.
Now, my question then is, could this be geared to declare martial law and take away the freedoms of regular citizens when, in actuality, it's the power brokers and the power elite, the military-industrial complex, that's actually causing the problem?
Well, he's being hoodwinked, as we speak, by the powers that be, who have recently, and this is part of why, you know, what we were going to talk about today, is that there had been another... you know, one of countless promises to come forth with the money. In fact, the State Department actually announced that they paid Leo Wanta on the 5th of November, and that did not occur.
He's the provost marshal. Leo
Pardon
Wanta.
Me?
Leo Wanta. I'm just getting this. This is all new to me.
Leo Wanta
is the provost marshal.
No, he is not the provost marshal. The provost marshal is Brigadier General Rodney L. Johnson.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Leo Wanta was a U.S. Treasury operative, also belonged to the CIA and the FBI, and was conducting multi-level investigations into the Kennedy assassination. He was charged. He was really the only Treasury agent that Ronald Reagan trusted.
So this thing is going back decades.
This goes back into the 1980s. Yes.
Let me ask you this. I heard rumors that the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City was blown up because there was some incriminating evidence about the, what was the scandal with the savings and loan back then?
SNL.
Tying that to the previous president.
Well, HW. Yes, that would have been related to the Clintons. And also Agent Orange, all the documentation for Agent Orange was kept there.
Now, that's not dovetailing with what you're talking about, is it? There may be some incriminating evidence in that building.
Which was used in Korea, by the way, too. They tell us it began in Vietnam.
I think it all ties together. I mean, do I have the proof in my hand?
No. What about the World Trade Center having been, you know, all those records are gone. Were there incriminating records there as well?
WGC7 housed the Security Exchange Commission records involving the Enron investigation.
Cantor Fitzgerald was there. Sure. I mean, they lost 685 employees who were involved in these derivatives and the put options and all of this stuff, you know. I mean, this was documented.
But those are side issues. I mean, that's not the reason why they blew up Building 7. You know, it was just another convenient little benefit that went along with it.
You know, what you said earlier, Mr. Nicola, is probably what we'll end up with. They're so busy chasing after ordinary citizens and locking it up because it's far more lucrative and for lesser crimes and unexistent crimes than to actually go after this completely scandalous, treasonous, mind you, illegality that has been going on for, you say, some 20, 30 years. And, you know, I'm thinking that that's going to be the case. As you're saying, this gentleman's been hoodwinked. I don't know anything about it, and like you say, Fox with its letters and the regular media is not going to tell us this type of thing. And thank God for RBN. I mean, so where does it stand now? I mean, this can't break. You say if this would break, it would bring down the United States economy.
No, it doesn't have to. It's going to bring down their cabal, though. You see, I mean, there are two ways to look at it. You can, you know, wake up and smell the coffee and face the consequences. But if they gave this money to Leo Wanta, let's just look at the settlement. He made a settlement. He was given a settlement and in an agreement, and this took place in December of 2005. he was to be paid no later than June of 2006. And, going on since the settlement, we're looking at soon, next month, 2 years. And they've just been bouncing this account, this money, which is mirrored, mind you, okay? They've been bouncing it back and forth to various banks. It went from Bank of America, and this, by the way, was a Treasury direct deposit. Do you understand that?
Whose money? Is the citizens of the United States money? Is it the government's money?
Technically, all Leo Wanta has to do, based on the settlement, is pay $1.575 trillion in taxes and then whatever agreements he made with some foreign countries. There are currently 160 delegates from foreign countries, or diplomats, whatever you want to call them, in New York awaiting the settlement so that they can get their share.
It's their money.
This business was conducted in their countries, so
I
they're
see.
Entitled.
But it was supposed to be repatriated back to the United States, but it never got here because they've been stealing.
They hijacked it.
Ultimately, it always comes out of our pocket anyway, one way or another. I mean, we pay back loans that we give to foreign countries that they default on all the time, like Israel. Anyway, Gil, was there anything else real quick?
Well, I'm still curious about how this is going to affect the ever so effervescent stock market, you know, if this ever gets out. And, you know, I mean, is it you said trillions and trillions. That's a lot of money.
Of course.
It's trillions. I mean, they've mirrored and reduplicated these, and these are all off balance sheet transactions.
I follow you.
Okay. It's in the hundreds of trillions.
Hundreds of trillions of dollars.
If not even quadrillions. Okay. I mean, it's unimaginable. It's unfathomable.
Well, I mean, they're riffing the whole planet. They've been doing it for decades. The world's wealth is being concentrated on a massive scale right in your face. I mean, how can people not see this? The criminals are actually wheeling huge carts of, you know, million-dollar bills down the street, big bag loads of them. You know what I mean? It's like they're right in front of your face.
I can't even begin to imagine, you know, just a billion. But you're saying trillions of dollars. And, you know, our market is so flimsy and, you know, like a smoke in the wind. That, you know, I'm really concerned that this type of thing could, I think it does mean the end of what we have here in our country.
Well, if we don't do anything about it, yes, it will be the end. But something is being done. What's ironic is that it's a Brit who's doing this.
See,
Christopher Story is British.
Where are American? Oh my God! I'm gonna hang up and let other people talk and. Oh my God!
Well, it's a rat's nest. I mean, the deeper you dig, the uglier it gets. You know, it's a bottomless pit of corruption. And well, look at the Pentagon. The Pentagon's admitted they've lost track. Just they don't know where it is. They simply lost track of $2.3 trillion.
Well, let me interject something there. You're very correct. That happened on September 10th, 2001. What Donald Rumsfeld failed to say is that the year prior to that, I think it was about $2.7 trillion, and the year before that, another $2.3 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not getting the whole story.
I mean, this is petty change for them. It really is. It's not even that significant of amount of money anymore. And, of course, on our scale, yeah, it is. But to them, it's, you know.
Where did they come about getting that money after all? I mean, you know, now are you talking about black projects here?
Obviously.
The Congress was appropriating $380 billion a year to the military. Where did they get $2.3 or $2.7 trillion? Where did that come from? Well, they've stolen it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, look at after 9/11. I've argued this, and I'll continue arguing it. You had all of these investment funds, 401ks and just regular, the Munder funds, people investing in various markets. I worked for an investment company at the time, and people were calling in all ticked off because they were losing between 40% and 60% of their initial investment was gone. And they were using 9/11 as the excuse. You know, it's just a dip in the market. And, all these diversified funds were going under. And they just simply stole it. That's all there is to it. Money doesn't just disappear because, we had a bad event happen. That's just the cover for it. It was theft. What a grand flipping scale. All right, guys, short break, and we're going to go to our other call that's been waiting, Lance in Texas. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Threats Radio. We've got Don Nikoloff on as our guest, talking about Grand Theft, the multi-million, multi-trillion dollar. You know, this is beyond millions, beyond billions. We're dealing with the in the trillions here. And some people might say, you know, oh, they just print the money. They don't need to steal it. Well, no, they do, actually. True. Yeah, they just print it. They don't need to go through any official or even unofficial channels to get their money. They can just print it, you know, call up the Treasury, tell them, yeah, print $1 trillion. We want $1 trillion. But no, they do it through means whereby they can enslave us with the debt. It's not just that they want money and create it out of nothing. They do that, but they do it through an official channel whereby it becomes part of our debt so they can enslave us with exorbitant interest rates. You see, that's the whole scheme of it. The money is made out of nothing. They do print it at will. But it's always through a loan or shuffling it here, shuffling it there, you know, through some phony investments or criminal activity or whatever. But it's done with official numbers so that it becomes part of our debt. It's not just that they want to make money out of nothing. They want to make it in such a way that they're enslaving us so we have to pay it back with interest. You know, it's kind of like Cicero who said, it's not enough that I win. Everybody else must lose. So they want to win in such a way that we lose and we wind up more in debt. And, you know, and more in trouble. Anyway, let me go to our caller. Lance has been waiting patiently in Texas. Welcome to the show, Lance.
Hey, thanks, Charlie. Great guest. Don, I've read extensively about the the Leawanta case, mostly Greg Szymanski's work, but I read a book many years back, actually, by Gordon Thomas, who went in extensively into how Inslaw and the program was stolen, and how it was stolen by the Pentagon and moved to China. Israel, Massoud was involved in all this. My understanding of the program was that it was some sort of surveillance program, and maybe I didn't get the whole bit about the program, but it was a spy program of some kind. Have you read the book?
No, I haven't, but I'm familiar with it. My understanding of the Promise software is that it was designed to be a financial tracking type of program. It has a 700,000 command line structure to it, which is very...
The reason that, that Massoud was involved, I guess, but...
You mean Mossad?
Mossad.
Yeah.
But I guess my question, how did they...
What's that? I think we lost him.
Yeah, he may be on a cell phone.
Yeah, Lance, you still there?
No, I can hear you, but I don't think
okay,
you
we got,
hear
yeah,
me.
We got you. Yeah, we got you back. Go ahead. Maybe we don't have you back. I think you're breaking up. Yeah, are you in? I think he's in transit or something. He's probably going under a bridge.
In between the towers.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Lance, if you can still hear us, give us a call back. Hopefully we can pick up with you where we left off. You know, I was just looking through the headlines during the break, and I wanted to mention this because this is just so typical of how our illegitimate government operates. This, of course, is a state government here in Massachusetts, but nevertheless, it's this illustrates how government works across the board, local, state, federal. They're all playing these games now. Of course, it starts at the top of the hill and then runs down. They're just following Washington's example here. But listen to this. In Massachusetts today, the governor announced that he wants to jail online poker players while at the same time building three casinos. pinch me, man. This is unbelievable. These guys are just so blatantly transparent. It's obvious that they're a bunch of criminal monstrosities that want to bust you for the very things that they're doing. Well, it's obvious why he wants to go after online gamblers, because then he'll lose profits for the, you know, to line his own pocket with, because you won't go to the state-run casinos.
Well, who owns the websites that they're gambling on? I mean, nobody ever asks those questions, you know.
That's
they bust a Mexican coming over the border with 743 pounds of pot in a van.
Yeah.
And they never bring out the issue as
CIA
to who the recipient is. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. They just take us for fools, you know.
Well, I love how they brought LSD about in the 60s, you know. It was readily available. It was totally legal. Everybody had access to it who wanted it. It was all over the country. Hundreds of thousands of people were getting turned on to it. They did this on purpose. They released, the CIA developed the stuff. They released it on purpose to get the public turned onto it. Once they saw that a significant amount of the population was hooked on it, then they illegalize it. Now they can jack the price exponentially through the roof, make huge profits, and also fund their prison system or feed their prison system with new recruits into what's the term I'm looking for? Anyway, bring more prisoners, you know, into the prison system to keep that machine going by busting the local dealers and never going after the real perpetrators of the, you know, it's like cocaine, heroin, the same thing. They never go after the top dealers, which, of course, is the CIA.
Well, I did some research on that, or I think I accidentally stumbled across it a few months ago, and it's a Swiss scientist that actually developed LSD, and he was approached by the CIA or the U.S. government to sell him. It was an enormous amount. It was like, you know, a couple hundred kilos of the stuff, and he refused to do it. They eventually produced it through Eli Lilly and Company.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's another wonderful American.
Guess who's on their board?
yes. All right, folks, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Safe beneath his roof. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Nikoloff on as our guest. Yeah, Don, why don't you go ahead and mention your website or websites again?
Website. Okay, it's
You said you had a new one?
I'm saying it's new. It's not been, you know, I've just refrained.
Updated, you mean?
Having a site. No, it's brand new.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I gotcha.
And I'm updating it daily, but it's under construction, but it's already functioning, you know, and pretty well. So, I'm in the music business, and a lot of it's related to my music, my research, my articles, my essays, and I've incorporated some ufology stuff on there, as well as some political stuff, some great research links. In fact, I've gotten an email from people just complimenting me on the links. You know, they're links that I can trust as far as people who are doing original work or very valid, credible work, shining the light of truth on a lot of the fiction of our history or current events. And, you know, I'm not one who's interested in politics, I have to say. I'm not one who's interested in finance. And maybe it's because my heart is not in it that I look at it, you know, rather objectively. And I've come to understand the forces that are behind it. A lot of it is based on my my intuition. You know, I am a Christian. Being a Christian and having spiritual gifts and discernment, you know, when I know something is not right, I dig down to find the reason why. And so you become educated about politics or finance, and you realize everything's really about the money. It's that old saying, you know, about money. So
you can almost, I guess that is what they call discernment. You can almost smell a scam a mile away. You just, it just has that stench to it. Over the years, I've gotten that sense, and sure enough, I've virtually never been disappointed. Almost always that initial gut feeling turns out to be right.
Yeah. Anyway, let me give the web address out, and then, you know, I'll add a couple more comments about, you know, why I finally got around to setting up a site, you know. web.mac.com/DonNikoloff, DonNikoloff. And to expound a bit more, you know, on why I did that, I was getting a lot of requests for my articles, and people were having a little bit of trouble finding them on the Observer, although you can go to idaho-observer.com, and you will be redirected to a page where you can find the articles, although the website makes it very easy because they're right there. Setting up an archive page, and I'm trying, you know, it's a lot of programming work to make these printable documents, but I want to make them accessible. They've been all over the world. In fact, when I came out with my Wanta story, I know several people were instrumental in sending out millions of copies, and it kind of made a it was kind of like a catch-22 situation for me in research, because when I would Google the name of someone I was still researching in relation to those first articles, my article would pop up, and page after page after page. But I should be grateful for that, I guess, because it spawned a whole new stream of research on what we were told the history was. And when you start to dissect history and expose the lies, and then, you know, you have to make some presumptions as to what the truth is, it really spawned this new research. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for all the people that have, morally supported me and encouraged me to keep doing the work that I'm doing. It's an ugly topic. I would prefer to spend my time focusing on positive things. That's one reason why I talk about health. I put my music on the website because there are some people that do like my music. And I'm influenced by a lot of composers, a lot of artists. I have a very extensive professional resume, you could call it, you know, working with a lot of famous people throughout my musical career, and I still am involved in music. That's really my love.
But I forget now. But what is it? You play guitar, I think you said.
I play about 30 instruments.
Oh, really?
I play all the brass, all the reeds, all the percussion instruments, keyboard, stringed instruments. Pretty.
I play the radio. No, I actually play guitar. I like the guitar.
Yeah, I just love music. I love composing music. I love working with creative people in that field. I teach it. I've taught it in, you know, from elementary all the way up through college level. And, you know, I teach privately. I've done scoring for films. I've done commercial work. I've worked on literally hundreds of album projects, you know, with other groups, too. And it's really what I love doing. Now, what's interesting is...
What are some well-known groups? I'm just curious, what are some of the...
Oh, wow. Well, when I lived in Europe for 5 years, I worked with the Swiss TV Radio Orchestra. I was the former music director for Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders. I was music director for the European tour of Sam and Dave, Edwin Starr, Percy Sledge, George McRae, Carl Douglas. I've performed with people like Roy Clark, Dolly Parton, Porter Wagoner,
Oh, no kidding.
Boots Randolph, a lot of jazzers, a lot of R&B groups, rock
groups. So mostly jazz, country?
All styles of music, even classical, you know.
Pretty neat.
And it's
I wanted to get Aaron Russo on before he died. That was a real tragic loss. I didn't realize that he was big into he was the guy who first gave Led Zeppelin their first gig here in the U.S. in Chicago back in 68, 69.
Yeah, he was.
I was a major Zeppelin fan back in high school. I would have loved to have him on. Just talk about that.
Yeah, he was a club owner, but somewhat of a promoter, and he ended up managing Bette Midler, who he had a crush on, and I think Susan Sarandon was also managed by him. Few other actors. Seems like I lost you there.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're having some Skype trouble here. Don, did you drop? Okay, I guess we dropped Don. Sorry about that, folks. A little bit of Skype trouble here. But I'm, in a way, I'm kind of glad Don dropped too, so at least I know it's not just me. these things do happen from time to time. Actually, we've done pretty good. We've gotten through.
I'm back.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. A little technical difficulty.
Well, we were touching on Hollywood there. They must have not liked that.
I guess, yeah. Did Hollywood just buy out Skype? I tell you.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Aaron Russo because for a few months I was his national theatrical screening coordinator for getting the Freedom to Fascism movie put
really?
In the theaters around the country, yeah.
Wow. So
until the DVD came out, and that kind of shot that in the foot. But
wow. Yeah, Don, I had no idea that you were... These high connections here, that's pretty cool. Son of a gun. I should pull out some of my old music sheets that I wrote years ago. Maybe you can get me a gig. I used to play... I played in a local band. You know, we do, like, parties and stuff. I never really went anywhere beyond that with it. But I had a lot of fun. I had a four-track player, a recorder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. I was like a one-man band. You know, I had a drum set in the basement. I used to go lay down a drum track over some rhythm and come back up.
Back then they called it sound on sound.
Yeah. Oh, I had a lot of fun with that thing. Then I got really funky. I've retired now to the acoustic, although I still like to pick up an electric once in a while and go into music stores. But... I love the acoustic. To me, it's actually much more of a challenge to play an acoustic than electric. I mean, not only is it harder to hold the strings down and they blister your fingers more, but I just, you know, the style of acoustic playing, you know, classical and so forth, it's much more complicated. The chords are, you know, more involving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's neat. I love it. I gotta get a four track again though. That really was a lot of fun. You can lay multi tracks and sound like literally a whole band when it's just all you doing it. It's really neat. I used to go down and record. I got a local, a little brook behind my house. You know, I'd go back and record it, the water running, come back in and lay some mellow tracks over it. It was cool, you know. The ocean waves.
Today you can use your computer, you know, and, you know, with some software, which, you can get, which, costs a fraction of what a multi-track deck costs. You can record hundreds of tracks.
Yeah, you know, I'm not computer savvy enough for that. I had a four-track computer, but I just could never get it to work quite so well as the manual one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the kind of person, I got to have somebody show me, you know, I read the I just hate reading instructions. If I can't figure it out on my own, I'm like, forget it.
Yeah.
Someone shows me and bang, I'm all set, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to get back into that. It really was a lot of fun. I even got real funky once, and I recorded some crickets and frogs at a pond once, came back and laid some real eerie-sounding tracks over that. It's kind of neat stuff. But anyway, but yeah, I love the guitar. It's great stuff.
Well, anyway, I went into that diversion there just to explain, you know, that my website is based on what I do, and a lot of it's based on music, but not exclusively, as some people can tell. So I wanted to make, you know, anything interesting that I find out there that needs to make the public or come to public awareness, particularly, you know, Wantagate and Christopher Story's writings.
So have you written music oriented along that line?
Along what line? Along Wantagate?
Well, I mean, just creating an awareness of what's going on, you know, in the political world. Use music as a tool, in other words.
Oh, actually...
You know, like Von Kleist. Dave Von Kleist has done a lot along that line. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I have a song. Actually, I did a parody on American Woman, and I called it Osama Bin Laden. And what's interesting is American
Osama
Woman...
Osama Bin Laden, stay away from me.
Yeah, and it's hilarious. And it's done. I'm going to post it to the site. I haven't done it yet, but...
Why, has this ghost been haunting you?
Maybe you will play it on your show for me.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's funny, actually. Because
I love the parodies. Yeah, those are cool. The satire. Yeah. Hey, we got a caller again. Wow, what is this, number six, seven? I lost track. We got Mike in New York. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Charlie. Hi, Don. Great show as always, Charlie. Great guest. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to also state the verified Don's excellent music background. When I was talking with him a while back and we were discussing music stuff, Charlie, and I'm a musician and I know my music quite intimately, so I asked him, are you familiar with Concerto de Aranjuez, which is the ultimate in music? And he said, sure I am. And he started to play the adagio on the piano, and he played it perfectly right on the spot. So when you know that, you know your music. So Don has an incredible background, Charlie.
No kidding. I had no idea. Geez, Don, we got to hook up more often here.
The check is in the mail, Michael.
Hey, sometime we'll have a live jam session.
Yeah, that there you go. That's worth the while right there, Charlie. You know, but Don's intuition is very accurate, and his statements earlier in the show, Charlie, regarding the oil in the ground and you know, its natural origins and its purpose. I think he's right on the money. I'm also an environmental scientist, and my analysis of oil is that it seems to be a lubricant that nature generates on her own. And we've been hearing reports over the past year that previous dried up oil wells that have been pumped dry have replenished themselves, and that was more evidence verifying this theory that it seems to be generated by nature, and I believe it's for lubricant on the plates, which Don mentioned with the plate tectonics, and it's probably definitely not intended to be pumped out of the ground. Of course, it causes nothing but pollution when it is, and when it's applied in all its industrial applications, it's just polluting everything. So I think that's more evidence making it clear that oil was not intended for this purpose for us, and like you guys perfectly stated earlier too, there's other many alternatives that have been denied us.
Oh, sure.
And oil is totally a primitive technology to use.
Well, you look back at the 70s, we had the so-called crises. They had two of them, 73-4 and then 78-9. Both times they said, oh, we've got to start looking to alternative sources. Well, come on, that's 30-plus years ago, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Here we are. You know, they haven't done a thing. They don't intend to. It's just a fraud.
Like, you know, Lindsay Williams stated that in Saudi Arabia it costs 50 cents to produce a barrel of oil. How is it pushing $100 a barrel right now? I mean, look at the amount of profit that's in that.
You know, when this scoundrel first took office, literally, oil was what, like 16 a barrel?
Which scoundrel are you referring to?
This current one, this president wannabe there. It was down. It was somewhere around there, like 16 a barrel. And here we are, almost $100 a barrel. It's just scandalous. I mean, come on. This guy's an oil tycoon. So was Daddy. So was Grandpa. So was everybody else in this phony administration.
You see, gentlemen, with the hindsight we have, we can see that the oil was acquired by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and they owned it lock, stock, and barrel. Now, that was their controlling mechanism over the populace for the future. And so they had to make sure everything was centered for energy around oil, which they did. They succeeded all that wonderfully, and now they got us exactly in this situation, Charlie. And yeah. And these guys ought to be swinging from tree limbs for all the corruption that they have generated, whether it's environmental corruption, known as pollution today, or corruption through all our institutions, our government, our banking system, and et cetera, but these guys should be hanging. You know, also, guys, real quick, just to let you know how much of a phonies they all are, those bunch of hypocrite SOBs down in Washington.
I tell you what, hold that thought. We got to go to a quick break.
Okay,
thank you.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Are you still there, caller?
Yes, sir, Charlie, I am. Let me just mention real quick to verify your statement that they're a bunch of phony, good-for-nothing SOBs in Washington District of Criminals. Now, under the House and Senate leadership, or lack of leadership, by the commie Nancy Pelosi and Senator Harry Reid, they've decided to remove several provisions from the energy bill that's going through that would benefit solar and other renewable energy technologies. So at a time when oil's around 100 a barrel, and we know the future isn't looking bright, here they are taking away tax incentives for Americans to pursue alternative energy sources like solar and benefit financially as well. So they should be hanging from tree limbs, gentlemen.
Criminals extraordinaire. Nothing in all of American history, and probably human history, to liken this to. It's just beyond anything the human race has ever seen. Their crimes extend far beyond this country. I mean, they're affecting the entire planet. Multiplied billions of people are now being driven into poverty if they weren't there already. And if they were, they're being driven further into poverty. Just so that these few, very small group of individuals can live higher off the hog than they already were to begin with.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Can function like this.
They're so blinded and lacking a soul, and they don't even realize that these crimes against creation itself will cause them to burn in hell for a very long time. That's how stupid they are.
Oh, they are going to pay.
Yeah, they're going to pay.
It's occurring in real time with Wantagate right now. You know, I urge everybody again to go to Christopher Story's website, World Reports.
Yeah, Don, if you hear anything more major developing with this, you know, that I might not catch, by all means, you know, drop me a line, give me a call, whatever. Send me an email, and we'll get you back on here and talk about this some more. I mean, I won't have you on again anyway, but in the near future, you know, anything develops, even if it's just to squeeze you in for, you know, a 5-10 minute spot. Just to give an update, this is something we definitely want to keep our eyes on. Very interesting developments. Yeah,
there is a third financial institution that Christopher Story is. I mean, he's written that he's not at liberty to divulge who that is, but Citibank owes Leo Wanta probably between $1 and $2 trillion, and Christopher, off the top of his head, calculated $350 billion. And they gratuitously added $2 billion to that and to try to make it look real, saying they owe him $352 billion in interest. There's an admission right there that they have the money. They're not supposed to have the money. This was a directory, a treasury direct payment, which means, you know, the money goes to him. No financial agency can receive any kind of a commission on this, on the transaction or whatever. And that the $1.575 trillion, which, by the way, would earn $200 billion a day in interest.
In interest, yeah. You know, here's a government that's supposed to be concerned about, you know, limiting and reducing crime. Of course, they're the biggest criminals. But aside from that, if they were really serious about limiting crime, how can they have a society run in such a way that when you play by the rules, you cannot get ahead, you can't even keep your head above water? An average person today working in this country, even overtime, you know, 5-10 hours a week overtime, is still not going to make enough with the average paying job to support his own self living alone in a studio apartment.
Let alone trying to eat.
It breeds crime. They want
crime. Won't even be able to eat, guys.
Yeah. You can't even support your cat with the average wage today. All right, hey, thanks, Mike, for your call. Thanks, Don, for coming on.
Great show, guys.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Abreast on any new news, let me know. I'll get you up again.
Will do.
Okay, take care, folks. Great guest again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
With recent international